Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 36 degrees at 7:30. When the new Congress is seated, there will be more women than ever before.
The jockeying is already underway, lawmakers hoping to earn new leadership posts in the next Congress. President Trump told reporters he thinks House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, a frequent critic, deserves to be House Speaker. Pelosi responded,
"I don't think anybody deserves anything. It's not about what you have done. It's what you can do."
Republican Marsha Blackburn is the first woman elected to represent Tennessee in the Senate. And Blackburn told Fox her sense of this moment in history.
"Women have a different approach to making decisions. And sometimes I say, maybe it is time for us to have room at the table for the great new gals."
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has published its annual report on domestic violence, stalking, and rape.
The report compiles data it collects from local law enforcement agencies across Kansas that are reported by victims. The report shows there were 22,708 incidents of domestic violence last year, which is a decrease of 1.3% from 2016. However, the report shows domestic violence homicides increased 21.6% for a total of 38 last year. Rapes also were up last year by 8% for a total of 1,239. The report said a rape is reported in Kansas every 7 hours and 6 minutes. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
The man who took a pickaxe to President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last July is getting off with probation.
Austin Clay pleaded no contest to charges of vandalism to President Trump's Hollywood Walk of Fame star. He was sentenced to 3 years probation, 20 days of community service, as well as 1 day in county jail. The district attorney's office also says Clay has to pay about $9,400 in restitution. Clay turned himself over to police soon after smashing the star, which was reduced to rubble. He told reporters back in August that the vandalism was a just act and he wanted to bring about positive political change. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A landlord in Kansas City stumbled upon an unwanted house guest while evicting a tenant. It was a large alligator in a hot tub.
See you later, alligator.
The owner describes the 6-foot, 150-pound reptile as gentle as a puppy after animal control workers were called to the Kansas City home on Wednesday. The workers also found two boa constrictors and a rabbit. The tenant said he'd owned the alligator for 4 years and named it Catfish and called the reptile a big, cuddly lizard. A spokesman for the city's Neighborhood and Housing Services Department say they don't allow homeowners to have alligators. So Catfish will be temporarily housed at the Monkey Island Rescue and Sanctuary in nearby Greenwood. The snakes and rabbit were taken to an animal shelter. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Already seeing some light snow in Wichita this morning, and at times that may mix with rain. A winter weather advisory in effect for Harvey County, and we are right on that line of where a rain-snow mix will likely occur this afternoon. Our high 37, again, some snow possible through tonight. That will come to an end late. Our low 27, sunny, windy, and 37 for the high Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
A light rain, 36 degrees, northeast wind at 15 miles per hour. 7:36 with Steve and Ted on this Thursday, November 8th. A partly cloudy, cool Wednesday across south-central Kansas. High temperature in Wichita yesterday was 49 degrees, and the normal high for the date is 61. Now, on this date back in 2006, the high in Wichita soared to 86 degrees, and that was the warmest temperature ever recorded for the month of November. 2006.
We've also had blizzards on this day in history, so we're kind of at that time of year.
Yeah, all kinds of weather.
Might be like summer, might be like winter.
Yeah. An Alaska salmon boat skipper has been fined $20,000 for killing endangered Steller sea lions with shotguns. Federal prosecutors say 31-year-old John Nicholas was sentenced Tuesday to 5 years probation, 3 months of home confinement, and 400 hours of community service. U.S. Magistrate Judge Deborah Smith also ordered him to publicly apologize in a national commercial fishing magazine. Federal officials investigated after 15 Steller sea lions in 2015 were found dead at the mouth of the Copper River. So, this person is charged with taking a shotgun and shooting all the Steller lions. Sea lions, that is. All right, it's at 7:37 now. Steve and Ted in sports this morning talking about the Shocker women basketball team. Kind of a the opposite of what happened with the men. Sounded like Shocker Wimmer was playing really well last night. They're hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah, and came out of the gates well, got a season-opening win.
It could be that, the probably impact of the presence of the public address announcer there last night is what boosted those young women to do their best. Of course, we're talking about Ted Woodward.
Me, well, I certainly did my part. Mm-hmm. I tried.
How is it? That fun to do? The last time I did public address announcing, okay, was when I was 8 years old, and my dad let me do some public address announcing at a softball game in Kingman, Kansas. It got me hooked on radio, but I didn't pursue my PA announcing career. Now, you have done very well.
I've been doing PA announcing for more than 30 years.
What's the secret? What's the key to doing it right? Just making sure you've got all your notes ready and ready to go, right?
Got to have a nice roster, a nice accurate roster in front of you. Have good diction, because you never know how good or bad the microphone system will be anywhere.
No kidding. We've seen that, haven't we?
Yeah.
And then the prep, I would think one of the things is finding out if there are some tricky names
Pronunciations from pronunciations. Names. That's about it. And ready to go.
All right.
Don't pay attention.
And did you do any fun things like you announce the T-shirt toss or anything
that? Got to do all that.
Okay.
All the in-between stuff.
Oh. Do they charge you to go into the game then, or do you get your own ticket?
I have a pass to get in.
It must be fun. I mean,
I hope it is. If I've been doing it for this
long. You've
been
doing it, and of course, our buddy Don Hall at KEYN has handled the Shocker.
He does the men's game.
Men's game for, how long has he been doing that?
He's been doing that for, I believe, at least 35 years.
Wow. Okay. I guess he's got the franchise there then.
Hell, yes.
Okay.
He's been doing it for a long time.
All right. Well,
long, in fact, that I can barely remember him not doing it.
Yeah. Who was there before? We don't know. I had a little experience last night. The first basketball game of the year for my granddaughters. I've got the twins, Mary and Jocelyn, are 12. They go to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton School, and that sixth grade basketball team, girls team. They've been together a couple of years. These eight or so girls, nine. And last night they were awesome. They really clobbered the opponents pretty badly. And the granddaughters, I thought, especially the two things that my granddaughters do that are kind of interesting. They play rugged defense. I mean, they're out there to block shots. They don't.
Well, that's good. Get them floor time.
Mary was a tiger on defense last night. But the two of them, though, between them, I could only stay for a little after the first half. They're not bashful about shooting this year. I think Kevin Miller has got them to where, if you're open, go ahead and fire away.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
That's the mentality today, man.
Not that they're not, when if somebody's open, they're going to pass. But they weren't bashful last night. They were cranking them up. They were not hitting any of the shots, but they were firing, throwing the you-know-what.
Well, eventually those shots will go down.
Throwing the you-know-what to the barn. And I did see Jocelyn put one in before I went home.
Nice. So.
And she was ecstatic. She's going to wipe the grin off her face.
It's always fun to make a hoop.
She's probably still smiling tonight. It reminded me of when I was over at Wichita West playing softball basketball, and the coach at that time was a guy named Bannister. I can't even remember. Dick Bannister was his name, a real character. And he didn't think, I was pretty unselfish. I'm a point guard. He says, Mac, you got to shoot down. And I said, I'm not that good, coach. He says, if you throw enough you-know-what stuff at the barn, somebody will stick. And so that became my philosophy. But anyway.
Hey, can't score if you don't shoot.
That's right. Fun to watch the girls last night. They've come a long way in just a couple of years.
Nice.
They're doing some good things. Exactly. And Coach Miller, and there are actually two Coach Millers. There's Kevin and his dad, Steve. And the Millers, if you would know, you out there in radio land, you may not go back this far. But if I mentioned the name Jack Miller, who would you think? What would you think of that?
Think of legendary Wichita sportscaster.
Cake TV Sports, right? Well, mm-hmm. Steve is his brother, and Kevin's his grandson. So the kids are playing, the girls are playing for the great-great-granddaughter of Jack Miller, and it's a family deal out there. Anyway, we're proud of them, and it's great to see your grandkids do something good, right?
Very nice.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, guys, 7:42 now, Steve and Ted, and we've got Bill Roy coming up. But first I want to tell you about this, okay?
What do you got? What do you got over there?
Mellencamp coming to Century 2 April 16th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Oh, my.
And you can purchase tickets at mellencamp.com. Now, you can win it before you can buy it with Steve and Ted. I've got two tickets to go to the Mellencamp show right here at 869-1330. 869-1330, caller number 6. And I'll throw in a $20 gift card from Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger. Call now to see John Mellencamp, 869-1330.
All right.
Coming up, Bill Roy, Wichita Business Journal. New work for Wichita's largest employer. Stephen's Head of the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.